showing up on radar. We're at 18 degrees right now. Welcome to Wednesday Talk Around. January 21st, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Man, they do good things for a whole lot of people. And one of the guys responsible. In with our monthly chat, Scott Nicholson. And good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How are the holidays? Good to you?
Holidays were great. We did a lot of different family things. We were talking before we came on air. We did the cantata here in town. That was one of, I think we did three or four different Christmas concerts, you know, over the holiday season.
And hit it hard.
Oh, we do. Well, I am a card-carrying member of the Clark W. Griswold for President political party.
I like the way you think.
Yes. Yeah. So, but we've been going to that Christmas cantata and just extremely impressed with what our community can put together. It's just a wonderful, wonderful event.
Well, we're glad to have the foundation part of it as well. Hey, let's look back over 2025.
Yeah.
What do you got? Good year?
Yeah. Overall, it was a very good year. We haven't closed books yet. So some of the information that I'm pulling is just kind of from some reports. We don't have final numbers and stuff back yet. But we had over $18,000 in contributions just to our annual, our non-endowed fund. Excuse me. Our golf scramble, best ever so far. Just wonderful net result from that this year. Power of 100, we paid out $10,000 in grants out of that event this year, which was the most we've paid out. And then our endowment saw another $20,000 plus in contribution. So a lot of different good things going on with Richland Wilkin Community Foundation.
Well, between your golf tournament too and your Power 100, those events we talked about just keeps growing and growing. How's that make you feel?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really rewarding. It's now I'm starting to feel the pressure of like, okay, now it's 26. I got to start getting these events in place.
Raise the bar. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you continually improve? You know, all the time. I'm always looking for continuous improvement. The scramble, this will be our fifth annual. Both Titan and Vaderstat have come back as corporate sponsors, so it's going to be the fifth annual Titan Vaderstat charity scramble. Our date is set, that's July 16th. Not a lot of folks probably thinking about golf today, although thinking warm thoughts, you know.
I'm glad you put it in our head, though.
Might warm the soul a little bit. I'm looking forward to the, you know, the green grass and the blue sky days. But we're looking forward to the scramble. It's going to be great.
So, okay, that's looking back. Let's look ahead here into 2026. You just did with the scramble.
Yeah, with the scramble.
What's something else you got? There are other things you got coming up.
Well, one of the big things on on our mind as an organization, the North Dakota Community Foundation, which is the parent organization for Richland Wilkin, we are celebrating 50 years this year.
No kidding.
Yep. The organization was created in 1976, basically a group of North Dakota bankers was recognizing that a lot of the wealth was transferring out of the state in those days. You know, folks would, they'd retire in different places or folks would be born, raised here, educated here, but then move out of the state back in the, you know, in the 70s. And so they wanted to create a way to keep the wealth in the state and continue to do good things for the communities within North Dakota. And so they started having meetings and came up with the community foundation structure that it's been in place since the early 1900s. But it was the first time we did it in North Dakota. And it's just, you know, there was some thin years in those early years.
I bet.
The stories of those that were around in the founding of it and that, but they muscled through, and now we have just a tremendous organization. Richland Wilkin is one of, now we've grown this number in 25, we're going to have over 70 component funds like Richland Wilkin.
Wow.
Okay, so there's 70 of those. That's our main cornerstone. That's what everybody sees us do. But we also, we have over 1,000 different funds. And so you're going to hear in our market, there's some big scholarship news coming out in probably the next 4 to 6 weeks. We'll make an announcement. We have funds. We have cemetery funds. I'm visiting with two different organizations now looking to establish cemetery funds. So these folks have built up, you know, some assets regarding these cemeteries, and they want to see them maintained, you know, in perpetuity into the future. And setting up a cemetery fund is a good way to do that.
You're covering all the bases, Scott. Holy smokes, you really do.
There's a lot going on out of our little office. In fact, the office, that's another big accomplishment for 25. Looking back now again, we opened an office here in Wahpeton. So we put down roots. The office is nearly finished. In fact, I'm having the chamber come in today and doing a little spotlight. So they've been bugging me. They've been wanting to come in.
Oh, they're fun. Believe me. That makes for a great day.
Yeah. No, it'll be a good time. But it'll be nice to kind of tell that story to the chamber, too, because a lot of people, even last night I had a meeting with a couple gentlemen there at my office, and they just no idea what really goes on, you know, within our organization and coming out of that office. And it's, I think it's a good thing. It's a good sign for Wahpeton and Breckenridge that the organization decided to put a full-time person in this market and make the kind of investment, not only in me as an individual and my salary and so forth, but the investment in the space and the you know, the rental contract and stuff that we've signed. We're going to be here for a long, long time.
Well, in my humble opinion, you're going to deflect, but they got the right guy for the job.
Well, anyway, we'll see. You know, doing okay today.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Yeah, but, you know, so the organization's going to celebrate 50 years in 2026. We've got some things planned. You know, from a calendar perspective, things don't really change much for us. March 1st, North Dakota picnic in Arizona.
I was going to ask if you were going to do that again.
I'll talk about that in our February sit down, but that's coming up. I'm making hotel reservations and that. I'm looking for some of our area snowbirds that are down there. You know, reach out. I'd love to have a cup of coffee, maybe take you to lunch or something.
There are a lot of them listening now on the stream, believe me.
So, if you're in the Mesa is where we have the event, but, you know, Mesa, Phoenix proper, that area, and you enjoy music and food and vendors and a little car show, you know, stop by the North Dakota picnic in Arizona. It's a good time. A
little bit of North Dakota taking that to the desert.
Oh, there will be some Lefse down there. There's usually usually an accordion player, although I don't know if that individual will be there with us. Our Teddy Roosevelt MC will be back. So, it's a very much a flavor of North Dakota in the heat of the desert down there in March. So.
What a great idea.
Yeah. We took it over, I think. I wasn't with the organization at the time, but I think I want to say like this is about our seventh or eighth year of running it. It had started eons ago as an actual picnic, one picnic table and probably, you know, 8-9 people.
Yeah, so you've grown that too.
Oh, man, yeah. I think we're probably pushing 2,500 people in attendance now at this thing. So
looking forward to our February report. What else you got?
Let's see. I mentioned the golf scramble, but Richland Wilkin in the spring will open up their grant session for the month of April. Okay. So if you're a nonprofit agency, government-supported agency with a project, you know, come and apply. Go to our website and go to apply. So that'll be in the spring, month of April. We're meeting soon to determine Power of 100 details. So hopefully I'll have those maybe at the next interview. And then, of course, we have our fall grant process in the month of October, and before you know it, it's the holidays again, and I'm back in my Christmas cantata tour.
I've loved that, Scott. Yeah. Always great to talk with you each and every month.
Always a pleasure.
Looking forward to our February conversation, talking Richland Wilkin Foundation. 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.